West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Carrollton City Schools Board of Education on Monday announcing its intention to roll back the millage rate to 17.866 for the 2025 fiscal year, a decrease from the previous rate of 18.5. The rollback rate is designed to exclude inflationary growth when compared to the previous year. School officials on Monday said the district hopes that helping alleviate the tax burden on residents will stimulate local economic growth, leading to a more prosperous community that, in turn, will support future generations of students and teachers. The millage rate is the district's primary source of operational funding. This includes essential expenses such as salaries for teachers and staff, classroom supplies, utilities, transportation, and other programs. District Superintendent Mark Alberta said the district is fortunate to have different funding measures like the current ESPLOST, a 1 cent sales tax on consumer goods specifically designated for capital projects, including new buildings, technology upgrades, and facility renovations. The board is expected to formally adopt the proposed rate at the August 6th board meeting. Carrollton City Council on Monday approving a rezoning request that will clear the way for the city's third Chick-fil-A restaurant, and council denies a rezoning request that would have allowed a resident to build a second home on his property. The newest of the popular fast food chicken chain is being planned for North Park Street on property at 1302 U.S. Highway 27 between Carrollton Church of Christ and Mike Bell Chevrolet, and close to the Highway 27 intersection with Georgia Highway 113. The project calls for a building with a double drive-through, 100 interior seats and 16 exterior seats, and 56 parking spaces. Council approved the rezoning request on Monday that developers say will allow for more than one drive aisle between parking and the front of the restaurant itself, stating it is a safety issue. City Council then unanimously denied a property owner's request that would have changed his 295 Wilson Drive property's residential zoning from 20,000 square foot minimum lot size to 10,000 square foot. This would have accommodated his plans to build a second house on his property for family members. Neighbors spoke against the plan, worried that the request would negatively impact nearby property values and would set an undesirable precedent for the neighborhood. Ward 2 Councilmember Brett Ledbetter bringing the motion to deny the rezoning request.
I'm in agreement with the people that have spoke tonight about not changing the zoning for that area. That zoning is a vast area zoning. You know, it encompasses a lot of neighborhoods in that vicinity on that side of town, and I think it would be a mistake to change the zoning in that area. Trying to put another house in there is going to make it difficult for people to be able to see coming in and out of the side streets there.
Carrollton's Planning Commission had previously stalled on a recommendation for the rezoning request, with the commission splitting its vote. Harrelson County Sheriff Stacy Williams says the driver of a log truck that hit an embankment and rolled over Monday morning was not seriously injured in that wreck. Traffic on Highway 100 near Tallapoosa was affected for hours after. Deputies believe the crash was caused by the driver of a Kenworth semi-truck traveling south on Highway 100, which came across a grass-cutting crew. The 33-year-old driver had entered the wrong side of the road to avoid the crew and met the log truck traveling in the proper lane. The semi was able to get back into its proper traveling lane, narrowly missing the log truck. However, the driver of the log truck, in an effort to avoid the semi, jerked the wheel before entering the embankment and rolling over. The driver of the semi was cited for failure to maintain lane. And the City of Carrollton's Night Market returns to Lake Carroll Park with live music, local vendors, food trucks, brews, and other activities this coming Friday. The park features pavilions, picnic tables, grills, an enlarged boat ramp, a wooden boardwalk, fishing platforms, and a playground. It's located on North Lakeshore Drive, adjacent to the public docks area near the dam. Night Market runs from 6 o'clock till 9 p.m., the Powers Trio performing throughout the evening. The July Night Market is the second of three this summer. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.